Please bow with me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on our community. We pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we have a special guest tonight, and I'd call on Councilman Wes Carter to introduce her, please.
My middle daughter, Lindsay, is here. She's a seventh grader at CIS, and she's the vice president of student council, and she wanted to come check out a meeting.
Wonderful.
Great. Welcome.
Welcome.
And before we get into the agenda, I'd like to call on Casey Cass to give us an update on Highway 31 and 285 meeting you recently attended.
Good evening, Council, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Hernandez. Yes, I was recently asked to attend the stakeholders meeting on the Highway 285-31 intersection. At that meeting, of course, the Eddy County was there, NMDOT was there, including our district engineer, and of course, City of Carlsbad and Stantec Engineering. The meeting went over 12 options that they're looking at to improve that intersection. They went over the safety statistics and the great need to do that. There was a tremendous discrepancy on the cost in these projects, ranging anywhere from a little over $75 million to about $7 million on the low end. And that depended greatly on whether they separated the grades, you know, with a bridge or an underpass structure. There were many good options that would improve the traffic flows in the way NMDOT rates them from an A to an F. Right now it's at an F. And, you know, depending on funding, and largely everything pretty much depends on if they get that bill grant or not from the federal government. If they get that, they can probably get the, you know, the best option, which would include an overpass going several directions and a overpass over the railroad tracks at the intersection. They also discussed an interim option to improve it and improve safety that would include a traffic signal, a dedicated left and right turn on the southbound lanes, and a dedicated right-hand turn on the northbound at a cost of about $1.3 million, just to make it safer while they work through this probably 2 to 3 year process. Like I said, I think the encouraging news from that is NMDOT was there. They have been mandated by the legislature to improve 285. They have a large pool of money to do this with. They're working with the county and very much want to continue working with the county. But they said at the meeting they would make the improvements whether the bill grant went forward or if they stepped in with their own design. So there's a lot to talk about. They had their public meeting down in Loving to discuss this with the people, get their public opinion, and move forward with their process. And I think some of the things that they are struggling a little bit with is the railroad has not been forthcoming up to that meeting. I think that based on what NMDOT said, that they would probably be interested on even participating if a grade separation happened at least their railroad tracks. Some of the lesser expensive, not least expensive options would be the realignment, scooting the entire intersection south and getting just a grade separation over the railroad track. That would improve a lot of things in the fact that in that option, they would be able to do construction and keep the intersection completely open because it would be with the construction limits would be with, you know, beyond where the existing road is. There was a lot of back and forth on that, And there was a lot of back and forth, you know, hot topic, so to speak, of acquiring right-of-way for all of these options. And, you know, it was about a two-and-a-half-hour meeting, and I've kind of squeezed it down into a few minutes. I do have their PowerPoint presentation that Santec prepared, if anybody's interested in that.
The mock drill that was held over the weekend, and a few other things concerning Carlsbad Police Department.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak, Mayor and Council. Just to give you guys a little bit of an update on some things we've been doing. I think it was advertised, maybe some of you are aware, maybe some of you are not, about our MASH casualty incident mock scenario that we had at PR Leyva this past Saturday. It's something that it kind of rolls off the tongue easy, but it's there's a lot of work that went into it. There was MASH coordination efforts with fire, EMS, the hospital, and school district personnel. It's a good scenario training for our officers. That's how we treat it. We go through and run it all the way from start to finish to provide some training to our personnel, but it's also there for all the other agencies that we pull into. I mean, we took it as far as we actually landed a helicopter on the football field and things of that nature. It gives us running those scenarios all the way through gives us an opportunity to see all the things that often spring up to, you know, reunification sites and, you know, addressing media and people that will be trying to come into these parameters as we're doing these types of drills. So it's a good experience for all the personnel involved to see. To me, all the collateral damage that comes along with the incident itself, it's something that our school personnel praises for. It was very educational for them, and we're already setting up another drill to be able to run that probably this spring and to, you know, kind of help, you know, educate a lot of the other school personnel that wasn't available to make it to this particular drill. We ran our fourth DWI checkpoint of the year this past Saturday. We ran 538 cars through the checkpoint in a four-hour period, so it was very productive. These checkpoints have been very productive overall for us. I think it's been a learning process for us because we haven't been involved in checkpoints in decades, really, and so it's been a good experience for our officers. I think it's a good public safety awareness for community of Carlsbad, and like I say, overall, we found it to be for us a huge deterrent, kind of as an attachment to that. We just had a DWI coalition meeting today, as a matter of fact. Carlsbad Police Department, I think, is the whole trend is we're moving to heavier enforcement on DWI offenses. I think this month alone, our totals were, I think, 23 DWIs for the month, which was more than state police, the sheriff's office, and Artesia PD combined. So I think as we've geared more of our training activities towards some other just kind of outside patrol functions, it's kind of, I think to overall it's caught on that we are providing more enforcement on the street as well. You know, I think it's definitely an initiative that we've been pushing very hard, and I think it's paying off. Just as a last note, we are kind of restructuring and reorganizing the Carlsbad Police Department as far as from a kind of a hierarchical standpoint, in the sense that we are creating a brand new division at the PD. It's actually special operations. I don't want to overstate that we're necessarily creating a division. It is a new division for us, but it's more of a realignment in the sense that we're taking some of our existing divisions and combining them into another this special operations division. It'll be comprised of our professional standards division, SWAT, our drug task force, and our criminal investigation division, and it will allow us for future growth. I think it's important for future growth to be able to open up that division. We were able to take some duties off our patrol captain's plate because we actually had one captain that was overseeing that plus patrol. So, you know, I think trying to put the right amount of work on everybody's plate, you know, and your span of control when you're talking about that, I think is going to help us be a lot more efficient. And finally, I'm pleased to announce that our staffing numbers, I know I spoke to you guys a few council meetings ago, is right on line for where we need to be. We just started a previously certified officer this past Monday. We're tentatively due to start another one on November 4th and another one on November 11th. We're starting to draw people from all over. Today's the person that started this past Monday is from Texas. We're having another one come from Michigan and another one come from Colorado. So I think it speaks to well to what the city is doing as a whole. Carlsbad's becoming an attractive place to a lot of people all over the nation. So just wanted to give you guys that report.
Questions for the chief? Yes, sir. He's got some important things coming up this weekend, so he can be excused.
One thing just real quick that I would like to add is that we do have some upcoming promotions as part of this realignment. So starting November 4th, we're going to be promoting two new captains, two new lieutenants, and two new sergeants. So there's going to be a lot of things changing at the PD.
The housing issue. How have you guys gotten through that? It seemed like you'd have a real problem finding housing for your guys, no?
Absolutely. I think it's a problem for all of us that are trying to bring employees to the city of Carlsbad. I can tell you that I think it's really our culture is, and some sacrifice on some people's end. I mean, probably our department is some of the most generous people I've met. I know there's a lot of people that are doubling up, renting rooms, doing things of that nature. And you have a lot of local people here that have some inside information about when things become available or whatever. And so, but really, we've taken in my 4 years here, I've either lived with somebody else or I've actually had someone else live with me. I mean, that's the way we make it work. But it still continues to be a problem, and it also continues to be probably the number one deterrent for when people choose not to come to Carlsbad. For us as a police department, it's still going to be the housing situation. So, yep.
Thank you, Chief. That moves us to the agenda. Number one is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion. Second. And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number two, notification for the cancellation of city council meetings for November 26th and December 24th, 2019. Mr. Hernandez, do you want to say a word about that?
Sure, Mayor, members of the council. This is something that's brought before council usually every year, and it's due to the holidays, the way they fall towards the end of the month. So historically, we've canceled the second meeting of those months and just compress it all into one meeting. So November and December single meetings can potentially be busy. That's just a statement of notification to the public.
Yeah. Number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the city council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Hernandez to briefly discuss C1.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is a lease agreement with Branson Properties for a 150-foot by 100-foot parcel of land out at the airport to construct an airplane hangar. The base rent for this would be $125 a month, and this will increase by 3% every 3 years for 30 years.
Questions from the council?
I'm just asking a question. Compared to Albuquerque, Lubbock, El Paso, is that kind of a standard? I'm just curious. Is that, I don't know, what's the standard?
We did have the property appraised. They did look at a number of airports in our region. They looked at Roswell, Hobbs, Artesia, and essentially the price per square foot they set by the appraiser for this. So this is a price set by the appraiser based upon those comparisons.
Move for approval.
Further questions?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Stain.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of a resolution of Resolution 2019-53, a resolution declaring certain city property unusable or obsolete. Mr. Hernandez?
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, this is an item that is brought before council several times each year to declare certain city property unusable or obsolete. The bulk of the items on this list are items that are identified as Optiplex computers. And I checked with Mr. Hatfield, the IT director, and he indicated that all these computers are 7-plus years old, and it's part of the update process, and we are just trying to get them off of inventory.
Questions or comments?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of Resolution 2019-54, a resolution supporting the participation in the local government project fund program administered by New Mexico Department of Transportation for grant appropriation for Cherry Lane improvements. Mr. Cass.
Mr. Mayor, Council, before you tonight is the resolution that NMDOT requires to fund this grant. This grant, was obtained through the SERPTO, the Southeastern Regional Transportation Organization's application process. It's a very competitive process, and I think we're very lucky to receive the $950,000. The estimated cost of construction is a little over $1 million on this project and may vary just a little bit due to some realignment issues that we may address at Sandy Lane. I do want to pass out an accurate description of the limits of the project. Included in your packet tonight was a map that shows the entire project if the county were to participate on the portion of the road in the county. So I just wanted to make sure you knew which portion of the road we are improving, and that is the portion from Callaway to Sandy Lane. The upgrades out there will address storm drainage and all kinds of traffic, including foot, bike, and vehicle.
Yes.
I would just like to thank Mr. Cass for all his effort. I know him and Mike Abel, and I believe maybe Jeff Patterson went to the Roswell meetings numerous times fighting for this project to be successful. And there were some times that it didn't appear that it was going to make it, but through determination of the city staff, it became a reality. And I just appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a very important project.
It is, and it's such a good thing for our community to get this extra money. Let us improve some more roads by getting some.
Councilman?
Casey, isn't this the road they just did not more very long ago? It's from Cart Farm to, I thought that's the one they just rebuilt.
Well, it's a continuation of that corridor.
Right.
The first portion of it was from Quail Hollow Run down to Sandy Lane. That is the portion that we completed last year. This is a continuation as you go to the east of this project that would encompass from, and then we plan to next year try to, we have engineering ongoing to do it the rest of the way from Quail Hollow Run to the highway.
Yeah, we did Kelwick Drive.
Right. But it's the corridor that we're improving, and it's basically it's a three-phase project to improve that entire traffic corridor.
Further questions for Mr. Cash?
Right there at Callaway and I believe Cherry, we're getting ready to open those apartments up probably within the next 6 months or a year. Is there going to be a traffic study or anything that's going to be done for that area prior to us fixing this road, just in case we possibly have to tear it up again, to add more lanes, turning lanes?
Well, this does add a center turning lane to the area, and as part of the application process, we did do a very extensive traffic study to identify that, both current and future needs of traffic there. And this is, with the right-of-way that we have, we feel like this is the best move forward to improve that.
Thank you.
One of the biggest obstacles, I think, is the portion in the county. It there's limited right-of-way, so we can improve it up to Sandy Lane, but the acquisition of that right-of-way for the county would be tremendously expensive. So this will improve all types of traffic, and yes, to answer your question, we did do extensive traffic surveys on there.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
I would make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of Ordinance 2019-41, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District from approximately 0.32 acre property located at 109 North Walnut Street, applicant Jesus Morales. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of Ordinance 2019-41. And Ms. Carrasco, we will now convene as a public hearing. Ms. Carrasco.
Good evening. Good evening, Mayor, members of council. This is a request for two lots 3 and 5, go from residential 2 district to commercial 2 district. So at the map that you can see there, it is the two lots that are located to the west of 109. The lot with the residence on it will stay the same, a residential 2. The owner is asking for a change to commercial 2. The properties located to the northwest and east are all zoned residential 2 and utilized as residence use. There is a vacant commercial 2 district property there to the south. It's vacant. It is not used. It was a former gas station, from what I understand. Planning staff did recommend denial, as this would create a use spot zone. All the other use around it is residential in nature. However, at the September 9th Planning and Zoning Commission, they considered the item and recommended approval. 3 in favor, 1 against, and 1 absent.
Questions for Ms. Costco? Yes, sir.
So this is a spot zone. Would it create a spot zone?
Not necessarily, because it would be adjacent to another commercial 2 property that would be zoned. However, around that area, it is residential in nature. And the use for commercial 2, once we change it to commercial 2, it can open up to any use that is acceptable as commercial 2.
And according to the paperwork on the packet, it says all the departments recommended a denial as well, right?
Yes, that is correct. Whenever departments met, city staff, and we had our meeting, they all recommended denial. We did get several calls prior to the planning and zoning meeting from residents from the neighbors around that had received their notifications. They were concerned with it being turned into a commercial property, as they all live there and rent there, and it's their residential use.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Carrasco. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of Ordinance 2019-41.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion of denial for the ordinance based on the recommendations of the Departments of Denial as well as Planning and Zoning.
We have a motion to deny and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
For clarification, a yes vote is to deny?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterside?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
The ordinance is denied. Number 7, consider approval of Ordinance 2019-42, an ordinance rezoning part of our rural residential district to C2 Commercial 2 district from approximately 1.86 acre property located at 4214 South Spencer Street. Applicant Raymond Garner. A, public hearing. B, consider approval of Ordinance 2019-42. And will now convene as a public hearing. And again, Ms. Crosco.
Good evening. This is a request for zone change from RR Rural Residential District to Commercial 2 District. And the acreage on this is actually, and I have a correction on that, is 2.78 acres. Initially, there was a question whether or not it included all three lots, and it does include lots 1, 3, and 5 for a total of 2.78 acres. The property is located there off of Spencer Street, and as you can see, it is the one that is located at 2414, as well as the two spaces, the two parcels to the north. The properties to the north and the west are located in the county. The property to the east is zoned RR Rural Residential and is the future site of the Coyote Flats RV Park. And the properties to the south are located in the county as well as in the city. The one that is in the city is zoned RR Rural Residential. But currently, there is a single-family residence located on Lot 5. Making the change to C2 unacceptable. However, they will no longer be using it as a residence. That will be just converted to an office space if necessary. Zone change would create a spot zone, making the zone change unacceptable use for the area. However, planning staff recommended denial, but at the September 9th, Planning and Zoning Commission heard this item and they recommended approval. 3-4, one against, and one absent.
Question for Ms. Crosco. Mr. Hernandez.
I just wanted to say the highlighted green area is actually in the city limits, so everything that's not highlighted green is in the county.
Question for Ms. Crosco. Thank you, Ms. Crosco. Do we have anyone here that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Would you state your name for the record, please?
Raymond Gardner.
You can pull that up.
Yes, I would like to explain around the the north side of our property where it is county property. Mm-hmm. There is a new oil field company right there that's residing there for about 6-8 months now. And that Coyote RV park straight across the street on the east side of Muscadero is all the way along our property. And their main entrance is right across the street from us. And we feel that we're trying to sell our property right now, but we feel it's hurting our sale of the property of being residential because of people don't want to live across the street of a high density traffic that's going to come straight towards our property right there. Their main entrance is right on to Muscadero across the street from us. And so we felt with the county being able to build businesses around us, that we felt that we'd be better off to be able to be commercially zoned there.
Question from the council. Anyone else for the ordinance?
I'm Mrs. Gardner and his wife. And I just have, I have a couple, I should have made more copies, I'm sorry. This is what it looked like when we first lived there at Coyote Flats. There's nothing there. This is what it looks like now. So when you say it's a spot zone, that there's nothing commercial, this is pretty commercial. This is what we live with every day. And this is the entrance to the Coyote Flats, right outside my front door. Yes.
Is that all you had?
Yeah, it's just that it has it has that man camp across the street has it's diminished our quality of life, and it's also caused us not to be able to sell as a nobody wants to move a family next door to a man camp across the street from a man camp. So we have enough land if it's zoned commercial that somebody could put a commercial business there. Mm. And we could sell our property because we no longer want to live there because we don't want to live across the street from a man camp. You know, if you can see the difference in what it looked like when we moved there 2 years ago and what it looks like now, it's not what we bargained for when we bought that land.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all.
Yeah. Any questions from the council?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that rainbow always there?
No, that was just, I take photos. Good question.
Mr. Hernandez.
I'd like to see if Ms. Morales could pull up the map that shows the zoning of that. If it's a part of this packet, I believe I seen it in there earlier. Maybe it's not. What's that? I'm not real sure. Which page was it? So that is the zoning and the city limits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was correct.
No, we're still. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2019-42. Councilman?
Mayor, in looking at the map here, I see that this property is completely surrounded by rural residential and actually moves into R1 as you move further east. The city has no control over what the county may allow in their region, so for that reason, I would move to deny the zone change.
We have a motion to deny.
I'll second.
And we have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
No.
Ms. Waters?
No.
Mr. Walterscheid?
No.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
No.
Mr. Estrada?
No.
The noes have it.
Where are we now?
Okay. At this point, the denial has not been granted, but this is an ordinance, so we would need an affirmative motion to pass or to adopt the ordinance. Otherwise, the zone change does not occur.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to allow the zone change.
We have a motion to allow.
I'll second.
And we have a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
No.
Mr. Chavez?
No.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
It's 5-3.
What was it?
The vote was 5-3 to approve the ordinance, so the ordinance is approved.
It passes.
Ordinance passes. Number 8, consider approval of ordinance 2019-43, an ordinance rezoning part of RR Rural Residential District to C2 Commercial 2 District for approximately 0.861 acre property located to the east of 4019 National Parks Highway. Applicant Arrowstone LLC. A, public hearing. B, consider approval of ordinance 2019-43. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. And again, Ms. Krosko.
Hello. Before you, is a request for a zone change to go from RR Rural Residential District to C2 Commercial 2 District. This property is actually located behind, and let's see once that comes up. Lots E and F are now being added to the property plot. The developer is currently building a hotel on the properties just adjacent to those. These will be part of that development, utilized as part of that. The hotel properties are also zoned C2, so this would not create a spot zone. The Planning and Zoning Commission heard this item on September 9th and voted in favor, 4 for approval and 1 absent.
Questions for Ms. Krosko? Thank you, Ms. Oh, I'm sorry. Councilman?
And you may not know the answer. It's okay. This looks very bizarre to me. Do you have any idea how it happened? If you don't, it makes no difference to me. I'm just curious.
So this one is actually, it goes hand in hand. It is a little bit. This goes hand in hand with the next item that you'll see. And in order to not create plat upon plat upon plat, they created one plat. Part of this will go to C2. Part of it will be the next item that you'll hear. So this is actually lot E and F here, and it's just to the side of that where the two hotels are going located. And like I said, it's just an expansion of what is already there. And actually, the developer is here, so he may have some answers for you if you'd like.
It's not that big a deal to me. I just was curious.
That one plat created quite a bit of lots, and so it was a little bit like, wait, what's going on?
Any further question for Ms. Krosko? Thank you, Ms. Krosko. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. You state your name for the record, please.
Yes, sir. Zachary Theus, project engineer for Crestline Building. We're the developer. These two lots, as Mr. Shirley questioned, as Ms. Carrasco pointed out, we never smart as you wish you were, or at least in my case. When we built these two, platted these original lots for these hotels, we were anticipating adding on about 30 extra rooms, but it became apparent that we could add a few extra rooms, and it's all commercial land right there, so we just wanted to purchase a little extra land for parking to allow the hotels to grow a little bit larger. Simple as that. Yes, sir. Any other questions? I think, as Ms. Krosko pointed out, the next item will make all this stuff a lot more clear.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll consider approval. We will now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2019-43.
Mayor, I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number 9, consider approval of ordinance 2019-44, an ordinance rezoning part of RR Rural Residential District to R2 Residential 2 District from approximately 21.86 acre property located at the northeast corner of the intersection between Boyd Drive and Hidalgo Road. Applicant Arrowstone LLC. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2019-44. And we will now convene as a public hearing. And again, one more time, Ms. Krosko.
I think this one may actually ask a question for the previous and then also address some housing concerns that Mr. Walterscheid had. This is actually is a request for approximately 21 acres located at the corner of Boyd and Hidalgo Drive going from rural residential to R2 residential. The developer would like to place an apartment complex in three phases at that location. This plat also allows us it grants us the necessary right-of-way for in the future if we want to, once we expand Hidalgo Drive, this will also give us the necessary right-of-way that we are very desperately need over that area. Like I said, the applicant is preparing to locate a new apartment complex in three phases at this property. Current zoning is RR. This will take it to a residential 2 zoning. There are actually already apartments, as you can see there, to the northeast of that. Properties are zoned. This will not create a spot zone. This went before the Planning and Zoning Commission September 9th, and they voted for approval, 4 in approval and 1 absent.
Question for Ms. Krosko. Thank you, Ms. Krosko. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance.
Zachary Theus, Crestline Building. This would be another apartment project very similar in design and scope with the Copperstone Apartments located at the corner of Cherry and Callaway. And I believe they're very desperately needed. That's about it. Do you have any questions?
Questions?
Question. Yes. How many units, by chance?
I hate that question. It's hard to say, you know, and generally we have for the first phase, which would be at the corner of Hidalgo and Boyd, it's going to be about 130 units. And what we do is we kind of find what the market demands. You know, some families we find that, you know, 3-bedroom with garage, which is a larger building, takes up more space. So if that's the demand of the market, then it's going to reduce the overall number of units. But in general, I'd say about 420 apartment units.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Councilman? I ask another question that you hate. Do you have a time frame to open the first set of apartments?
Well, I think Mr. Cass back there would affirm that we go quick. And so if this is approved tonight, it's not like my competition there on the other side of Callaway. But I suspect I could have plans submitted to the planning department by January. And then we'd be ready to start in February, which would bring the first apartments online about August, about 6 months later.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Further questions? Councilman?
What levels are you anticipating?
They're 2 stories, sir. Yes, sir.
Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2019-44.
There, this being my neighborhood, I would move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
You're approved. That brings us to number 10, council committee reports. Do we have anyone on the council that would like to address? Have council reports?
Not necessarily a council report. I would just like to remind everyone, November 5th, voting date, and ask everyone to please exercise your right to support our children.
And the Carlsbad Brownwell Remediation Authority will meet here Friday, October 25th at 9 o'clock. And Albertsons will have a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 9 o'clock, so everybody's invited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll get your parking spot tonight.
Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 11, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
May I make a motion to adjourn, please?
We have a motion?
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters? Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
You know what?